Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
When did you first know about the program, officially, I believe, called Fast and Furious?
I'm not sure the exact date, but I probably heard about Fast and Furious for the first time over the last few weeks.
There may be a situation here in which a serious mistake was made. If that's the case, then we'll find out and we'll hold somebody accountable.
His complete lack of judgment and failure to deal with gun walking when he first learned of it in April 2010 was bad enough. But this is the final straw. Mr. Brewer has lost my confidence in his ability to effectively serve the Justice Department. If you can't be straight with the Congress, you don't need to be running the criminal division. It's time to stop spinning and start taking responsibility.
I cannot say for sure whether I saw a draft of the letter.
There were memos with your name on it addressed to you referring to the Fast and Furious operation. Are you just saying you didn't read them?
I didn't receive them. Unacceptable tactics were adopted as part of Operation Fast and Furious.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Everyone, we are covering, and it is breaking right now in Washington, D.C., Operation Fast and Furious hearing before the House Judiciary Committee led by Daryl Issa. We're going to be joined in a few minutes from Capitol Hill by Jordan and Than. They're going to be calling in. David French, senior counsel for the ACLJ, is with me in the studio. There are some serious, serious issues coming right now. Let me play for you, and this is where I think this is very important. John Cornyn, Texas senator, friend of ours. Here's what he said, soundbite number 15, to Eric Holder this morning.
There were memos with your name on it addressed to you referring to the Fast and Furious operation. Are you just saying you didn't read them?
I didn't receive them.
All right, we've got a document dump now. And for those of you that don't know, Fast and Furious was a really ill-conceived plan, which involved basically gun walking or gun running, where we took weapons out of the United States, sent them to Mexican drug cartels, and then unfortunately not only lost control of them, but we ended up with a border agent that was killed at the hands of our own weapons used by Mexican drug cartels. David, from a legal standpoint right now, the Department of Justice is in serious trouble.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, they've been on the record for a long time denying that they knew things. And then all of a sudden you have a document dump that shows that memos were addressed to the very people who denied knowledge. And now they're saying, well, we didn't get what had been addressed to us. It's just beginning to strain credibility here. And we're also learning that there might have been political agendas at work here, a political agenda perhaps to advance gun control through a gun-running operation.
Well, the ill-conceived is, I think, an understatement here. What we've got right now, it looks like, David, a cover-up. I'm looking to see if we've got Jordan and Than, and we do. Jordan, what's the latest that you have in Washington? I want to get Than's comments before we take a break here.
Well, I mean, what we've got is a situation that didn't have to be a scandal for the Obama administration. They could have said this is a bad policy. It started before it got out of hand and told the truth, and it probably would have been, you know, a hearing. They get slapped on the wrist. They get told, well, this was bad. Don't do these kind of things. People got killed. But instead, they've made it a cover-up. And in D.C., that's where everyone always, you know, gets in real trouble is when you try to cover up the truth. And what David said's right. Not only is this about the program itself, but they spent the majority of their time in these emails not saying, hey, this program was bad. We need to tell people how bad it was, how it got to a point of being so bad without us realizing it until after people started getting killed. And also, instead of that, they spent the time figuring out how they would handle, you know, selling this to the Senate and telling members of Congress what they did and didn't know. And also, Dad, David's right. They were using this, the ATF was using this to advance more gun restrictions, you know, limiting Second Amendment rights.
All right, folks, we're taking a break right now. We're going to have a lot more on this. Than Bennett will be joining us in a moment from Capitol Hill. Jordan's obviously in Washington. He's on the phones. We've got our team is fully engaged. But somebody needs to be held accountable. The president apparently knew about this before the attorney general. You go to your phones right now. Sign this petition, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Demanding action and accountability, or ACLJ.org.
It's a tragedy. Operation Fast and Furious, a flawed U.S. law enforcement initiative aimed at dismantling gun trafficking. A botched program that took the life of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. Now there's evidence that top officials at the Justice Department gave Congress inaccurate information about the program. What's happening here? Did top justice officials lie to Congress? Unfortunately, there are many more questions than answers. And now Congress is turning up the heat, trying to get to the bottom of this scandal. It's time to come clean, time to tell the truth, time to find out what happened, and to make sure those responsible are held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ. Tell President Obama and Attorney General Holder to take responsibility, to cooperate fully with investigators. Release the facts, tell the country the truth now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We are giving you live reports from Washington, D.C. on Operation Fast and Furious, and that is the trial that's, or hearing, I should say, that's going on right now in Washington before the House Judiciary Committee. Our team's heavily involved. In fact, I'm going to be on Fox News again this afternoon dealing with this situation. But the operation itself was ill-conceived, this idea that you'd run the guns and not have an immediate hit. What happened under the Bush administration with Operation Wide Receivers, they would send guns in, but then they would immediately make the arrest. That's fundamentally different than saying we're tracking these weapons, which they ended up unfortunately not, and we've got a Border Patrol agent that dies at the hands of our own weapons in a violent accusation. And the Department of Justice basically include not just the Department of Justice, but also Homeland Security's leadership acting as if they have no idea what was going on here. The Attorney General's deputy files a document on February 4th of this year to the Judiciary Committee of the House and the Senate. Then 10 months later says, whoops, we made a mistake, inaccuracies in the letter. David, if any of our clients did that, they'd end up being indicted.
Oh, that's exactly right. Exactly right. And just imagine for a moment if this were happening under a Republican administration. This would be nonstop New York Times, Washington Post, ABC, NBC coverage 24/7. But what we have here is literally the collapse of the administration's story right in front of our eyes.
Right.
A first-order Washington scandal. And yet, the Washington establishment is not wanting to hold these people to account.
All right, Jordan, we're going to go to Than in a moment here. What is the temperature read right now in Washington on this? Because I'm going to play a couple of sound bites, then we're going to get Than's comments in here. This is pretty outrageous.
Well, yeah, because I really want to get Than's information on, and I'm sure people are wondering, this vote of no confidence resolution that is being submitted to the House of Representatives about Eric Holder today. But I think that as more and more people read this, remember, it's a CBS News reporter who really went after the administration on this. But the woman who did that, the reporter who did that, she is being, you know, attacked by the White House, by the Department of Justice, by the other establishment media as saying she's going too far, she's on a witch hunt. And I keep going back to the beginning. They knew eventually the Senate and the House would find out the information. They knew these documents existed going back almost a year ago, 10 months ago. They could have come out, told the truth about the program. It would have been, controversial for, a week or two. The program was shut down, that they could handle these things. Instead, they involved themselves in a massive cover-up that no one wants to call that. Instead, some of the media is buying into this is just a Republican made-up, scandal, kind of like the Solyndra incident where we lost $500 billion of taxpayer dollars. You look at the MF Global incident with Corzine. crime that's going on right now. And these are all side issues. David's right. If this was George W. Bush and this was Alberto Gonzalez's attorney general, he couldn't even fire people without it being a scandal in Washington.
Right.
Saying it's all politically motivated for people who did not agree with the ideology and philosophical legal standpoint of the Department of Justice at that time, who, by the way, could be fired by the president whenever he decided to.
And I'll tell you something. There's a growing chorus for his termination. Let me again play soundbite 15. This is John Cornyn to Eric Holder, and then I'm going to play Eric Holder's deputy. But first, let's hear from Eric Holder.
There were memos with your name on it addressed to you referring to the Fast and Furious operation. Are you just saying you didn't read them?
I didn't receive them.
He didn't receive them. Okay, well, Lanny Brewer, his criminal deputy, who listened to his statements about the documents, take a listen to this number 14.
I cannot say for sure whether I saw a draft of the letter.
You know what? They're not telling the truth. Why do we know it now? Because there's been a document dump. We've reviewed the documents as well. There are memos. Lanny Brewer, first of all, the Deputy Attorney General of the United States, works for us, works for the United States, you're paying his dollars, sent three emails, copies of this letter, to his own personal email account, then wrote his deputy a letter saying, well done, well-crafted response. Of course, later, we now know December 2nd, 10 months later, they have to withdraw the response because it's false and fraudulent and full of inaccuracies. Fan, what is the temperature read right now in Washington?
It's getting really hot, Jay. I mean, it's all sort of coming to a head at the same moment. Jordan mentioned Congressman Gosar's resolution of no confidence that could come before the House in just the next couple of days. But really, the fireworks today, Jay, have been in the House Judiciary Committee where the Attorney General is testifying. And I have to tell you, his mantra the whole morning has been admitting that this is a serious problem, but refusing to be held accountable. I mean, Chairman Lamar Smith, Jim Sensenbrenner, Daryl Issa, they have all gone after him. And listen to this quote, Jay. This is what the Attorney General said. He said, "We cannot afford to allow the tragic mistakes of Operation Fast and Furious to become a political sideshow." Jay, this is not a political sideshow. People have died over this operation.
Right.
It's time for the Attorney General to take accountability and to resign. That's what he's being asked. There are 52 members of Congress now asking him to do so. He's refused to do so this morning, but the heat's about ready to be turned up even further.
Well, we're going to send this petition that we've drafted to Congress, and we're going to support this no confidence vote, but we need to hear from you. The American people, listen, they think this is Christmas time, no one's going to pay attention. Well, the American people are paying attention. You go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255. No confidence in this Department of Justice. Meanwhile, they're letting guns run, but they're suing Arizona for defending their borders. I mean, this is the department. Do you have confidence in these people? I don't. If you want to express your no confidence, you go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Who is responsible at the Department of Justice? Listen to soundbite number 19. This is Representative from Wisconsin, James Sensenbrenner, questioning Eric Holder.
You're at the top of the Justice Department. Do you think the buck stops with you?
I'm ultimately responsible for all of the actions that occur within the department. But I think as you look at what happened with regard to Fast and Furious and try to decide what kind of performance I have done in this regard, I think you have to look at what happened, what I did once I learned of these matters.
Yeah, what you did was you said you learned about them a couple of weeks ago when you knew about a month before that. You've let your Department of Justice send in false statements, inaccurate statements. The letter says we've got to withdraw the previous letter, which, again, as I said, David, if that was one of our clients, they'd be indicted. This, if you want to look at his actions, I no wonder there's no confidence with this Attorney General. And he's suing Arizona, suing Alabama, and he's trying to not tell the full disclosure of what happened here with a Border Patrol agent that was killed in light of all this.
You know, there's this old saying in Washington that it's not the crime, it's the cover-up.
Yeah.
In this circumstance, it's the crime and the cover-up.
Right.
People have died, not just in America, but in Mexico. The administration made the argument that American guns were a problem in Mexico and there needs to be more gun control. Well, how did they know American guns were a problem in Mexico? Because they were making them a problem in Mexico. They were sending them in Mexico to become a problem. It's really one of the most astonishing scandals that I have seen.
All right, Than, what is the next move? What do we need to be doing right now? You know, we've got this petition going right now that we're very aggressive on. We want people to sign up for. We're going to get that to the House. Tell us about what's going to happen with this no-confidence vote, this no-confidence resolution, rather.
Yeah, it's being dropped by Congressman Gosar today. The next step is to encourage the House leadership to put it on the floor to get a full vote from the House so the House can go on record supporting this vote of no confidence. And that's what we're doing today. And Jay, just to underscore the point that you're making with David right there, I mean, this is a crime that continues to happen. You had the Attorney General admit today in the hearing that these guns are going to be at the crime, going to be found at crime scenes for years to come. So if the Attorney General had come to the table immediately and maybe fired Laney Brewer or whoever was responsible, that may have been the end of it. But he allowed it to continue. This crime is going to continue to happen, and now it's time for him to resign. It's gotten to the point where someone else's head rolling is not enough. It's time for the House of Representatives and the United States Senate to send the message to the president that it's time for his Attorney General to go.
Well, this is ultimately going to be the president's call with his Attorney General, but you're the American people here, and you have a voice in this. I want to encourage you to say enough is enough. They work for us, and we're not going to tolerate this. We want to know not only what happened. We want to make sure it never happens again. We want to make sure justice is done inside the Justice Department. We want to make sure people are held accountable, and it starts at the top. There's going to be a no-confidence vote. That's the resolution that's going to be put on the floor. We want to see a vote on that. And let me tell you something. If there's a vote on it, it will pass. But we're going to need America's concerned patriots to call to action right now. So I want to encourage you again, call us at 877-989-2255. Let's not let the Department of Justice get away with this. They've sued Arizona. They have sued Alabama. They are defending Obamacare, and they are stalling, giving inaccurate information at best, lying at worst. And all of this is going on at our expense. If you've had enough of this and have no confidence in where this administration is taking this Department of Justice, you go to your phones, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Jordan, quickly, when we come back from the break, Eric Holder is maintaining a very strong statement here. We're going to play a bite when we come back from the break. Says, no one's lied here. Yet I'm holding the letter where they had to withdraw their own, folks. You can't see it, but you can hear it. They had to withdraw their own statement.
This is was just said in response to Congressman James Sensenbrenner. Again, when he was asked about it, what's the difference between lying and misleading context, misleading Congress, Holder said it's about lying has to do with your state of mind. I mean, this is very Clinton-esque.
Oh, boy.
This is how the scandals began. I mean, lying has to do with your state of mind, not the documents, not the fact that you forward them to yourself three times to your personal Gmail account. It has to do with your state of mind. This is getting very legal technicalities to try to protect themselves now from what it looks like could be perjury. You need to call right now, folks. This is ridiculous. 877-989-2255. People who do this to Congress go to jail. But Eric Holder is still the top legal official of the United States of America as we speak. 877-989-2255. I mean, this is our top law enforcement, folks. Lying is your state of mind. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com. It's a tragedy, Operation Fast and Furious, a flawed U.S. law enforcement initiative aimed at dismantling gun trafficking, a botched program that took the life of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. Now there's evidence that top officials at the Justice Department gave Congress inaccurate information about the program. What's happening here? Did top justice officials lie to Congress? Unfortunately, there are many more questions than answers. And now Congress is turning up the heat, trying to get to the bottom of this scandal. It's time to come clean. Time to tell the truth. Time to find out what happened and to make sure those responsible are held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ. Tell President Obama and Attorney General Holder to take responsibility, to cooperate fully with investigators. Release the facts. Tell the country the truth now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're giving you live reports. I'm in our media center here with David French, senior counsel for the ACLJ. Jordan and Than are both on phones. They are obviously our team in Washington, fully engaged in the hearings on Fast and Furious. I'm going to be on Fox News, Megyn Kelly's broadcast, 2:30 Eastern time today again. We are heavily involved in this. We're going to be supporting a no-confidence resolution in the Department of Justice. And I'm going to play for you a soundbite that tells you why you should have no confidence. Now, let me set it up for you first. On February 4th of this year, a letter was sent to Senator Grassley and to Congressman Daryl Issa. The congressman and senator were told about, given information about Fast and Furious, where they specifically said no gun running was going on, no gun walking, nothing like this was happening in this kind of context. That was on February 4th. It is now December 2nd, a letter comes to the department from the Department of Justice to the Congress and the Senate. Let me read it to you. As indicated in congressional testimony by senior department officials on several occasions, however, facts have come to light during the course of this investigation that indicate that the February 4th letter contains inaccuracies. Because of this, the department now formally withdraws the February 4th letter. So they pull off their letter with their previous statement saying they're inaccuracies, which means false statements. But listen to what Eric Holder says about his staff within the Department of Justice, soundbite 20.
Well, first let me make something very clear, and in response to an assertion that you made or hinted at, nobody in the Justice Department has lied.
Well, really? I'm going to stop right there. Really? Because they said we didn't let gun walking. They did. We didn't know there were straw purchasers at the time. They did. ATF had no probable cause to arrest the purchasers or prevent the action. They did. The Attorney General, the U.S. Attorney for Arizona, makes the statements that that the Department of Justice wasn't even strong enough in its denials. They needed to be stronger. Yet there were people, we've seen the memos now, there were individuals inside the Justice Department that were saying, David, this is a concern. Things aren't right here. Don't make these statements. Let's watch what we say. Holder says he never saw it. Lanny Brewer said, I don't recall seeing it. Meanwhile, he sends a letter praising the guy that wrote the letter. You know, it's like you said, it's the crime and the cover-up here. We got both.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you've been litigating a long time. Imagine throwing those documents in front of a witness. How would they look to a jury trying to explain that kind of evidence? They would look exactly like they look on television, like they're covering up, like they're scrambling, like they're trying to cover themselves. And let's be clear about what happened. These guys allowed arms to go to the wrong side of a shooting drug war down in Mexico, a drug war that's costing more lives right now than the war in Iraq. And they sent guns, AK-47s, to the wrong side of a shooting drug war. It's just, it's mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling. Than, tell us what we are to expect with this no-confidence resolution. Then I'm going to get everybody involved in supporting our efforts here.
The next step, Jay, Congressman Gosar is going to House leadership and asking for a floor vote on this. So that's really what we're going to do. We're going to back up Congressman Gosar. His resolution is great. It explains the congressional role in this process. But now the key is getting a vote. You are right. If we have a vote on this, it's going to pass. But we've got to schedule a vote in order for it to happen. And, Jay, as I talk, I'm listening in the background to Attorney General Holder continue to stonewall. Congressman Coble is questioning him. He continues to just shirk off responsibility, not taking responsibility. So now the time has come for the House of Representatives to force the issue, and that's what this the vote of no confidence would do.
All right, folks, here's what we want to do. We want you to engage this because the key is I think we win this once we get it to the floor, but we got to get it to the floor for the no confidence vote in the Department of Justice. They've sued Arizona, sued Alabama for defending its borders. They're running guns to Mexico, and at the same time, they're denying their culpability here. And not culpability, they're denying even knowledge of it. You go to your phones right now at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And sign on to this petition demanding and supporting this vote of no confidence. You can also go to ACLJ.org. People need to be taking responsibility here. So ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan, what do you expect in Washington to happen next?
You know, I think you see Eric Holder is really trying to backpedal. Let's play by 20 again. Because making these kind of statements, I mean, these can really come back to haunt you when you, it took you 10 months to correct your previous statement. Let's listen to byte 20.
Well, first, let me make something very clear. And in response to an assertion that you made or hinted at, nobody in the Justice Department has lied.
Well, you know, I mean, yeah, I was going to say, I'm staring at the letter where they say, because of these inaccuracies, we formally withdraw our February 4th letter. I'm laughing here. It's not really funny at all because of what happened with the agent.
And these are top Justice Department officials. This was not written by a 21-year-old staffer appointed by the president. This was the top Justice Department officials signing off on what was inaccuracies means it lied to Congress. It misled Congress, and it did so in an official document, not in a casual setting in a cable news interview. I mean, they submitted documents to Congress. Those then were recalled 10 months after the fact that they figured out that they were, quote, inaccurate. So they're using legalese to try to get around the fact that they did lie to Congress, that they this vote of no confidence. And I think what we have said is absolutely right. This happens to any other administration, any other attorney general, specifically under the Bush administration. This would be the front page of every newspaper, liberal and conservative, on every show. But instead, it's called a witch hunt, and the media is buying into that.
Well,
I think we got to keep fighting hard because the American people know it's not a witch hunt. They know. They understand. If they lied to Congress and didn't correct it until 10 months later, they'd go to prison.
You know, as lawyers that deal with matters all over the world and including in Washington, D.C., we want to get to the bottom line here. We want to get to the evidence here. We want to know exactly what's going on here. Listen to soundbite. This is going to be number 18. This is Eric Holder. Here's what he's doing. He's blaming us for this. Take a listen.
It is unfortunate that some have used inflammatory and inappropriate rhetoric about one particular tragedy that occurred near the southwest border in an effort to score political points.
No political points. We've got a dead agent here, David, and a Border Patrol agent. And Eric Holder, we'll get that soundbite for tomorrow, makes the statement there's going to be more of these. More weapons are going to show up at crime scenes. There's no doubt about it. This is trying to put the blame on our people when they're the ones that made this horrendous mistake.
Well, and he's minimizing it. One tragedy, there are many deaths south of the border.
323.
Many deaths south of the border. This is an ongoing tragedy. It is not one particular incident. And even if it was one particular incident, it's an incident of the of maximum importance.
All right, Jordan, 15 seconds here. Give me your assessment of where this goes. Where does this end up?
It's going to take the American people's pressure because, you know, the Senate's going to try to stonewall action. The House is going to keep fighting hard, the Judiciary Committee. And we have to make this not about politics, not about right and left. It's about you don't get away as being the top law enforcement official and your deputies in the country, in the United States of America, the strongest country in the world. You don't get away with lying to Congress and coming back 10 months later and saying, oh, sorry, everything we told you was wrong.
All right. And Than, again, 10 seconds here. What type of pressure needs to be put on to get this resolution on the no confidence to the floor?
Vote on members of Congress to get that bill onto the floor and then a vote to vote yes. Listen, these folks were in charge. They failed. The attorney general failed. We don't trust them going forward. That's what the resolution's all about.
All right, folks, you go to your phones right now. We're going to support this resolution of no confidence to Eric Holder, the attorney general of the Obama administration's Justice Department. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. And by the way, when you're on that website, you need to thank our members. You're donating online. Any amount you give, we get a matching grant for. So 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org to have your voice heard on this. Again, we appreciate your support. We'll talk to you with updates tomorrow.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email.